Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.
Good morning, I'm Wade Stevens. 65 firefighters spent their Sunday afternoons battling a blaze at Narracourt that caused over $100,000 worth of damages. The blaze took hold around Pistol Club Road. Crews able to save two homes from a fire that consumed 5 hectares of land, 2 sheds, fencing, along with a car and caravan. Police believe the fire sparked from the use of an angle grinder. Support's coming from far and wide for the Nangwari Saints after their club rooms were destroyed by a suspicious fire on Wednesday night. Former AFL footballers Danny Frawley and Jason Dunstall will headline a fundraiser in Mount Gambier in mid-March, while businesses and groups are offering their support in the interim. Club president Shane Plungis says though part of their facilities lay in ruin, it is business as usual with pre-season starting tomorrow.
The focus of the first season's training run's changed a little bit now. It'll be sort of a light run and a chance for everyone to, you know, have a chat and relive some memories and so forth, and then get into it from there.
Mount Gambier's welcoming 7 new medical interns from today. 12 students are learning the ropes this year in the Limestone Coast and throughout the Spencer Gulf and Eyre Peninsula. Health and Wellbeing Minister Stephen Wade says the internship program provides an excellent opportunity for both the new medical interns and the wider community.
A lot of metropolitan-based services are very specialised and people tend to work in a narrow range of the scope of their practice, but many junior doctors and medical interns really value the opportunity to work in a smaller country environment where they have the opportunity to use a whole range of their skills in a whole range of contexts.
27-year-old scoring machine Amanda Frost is the newest recruit for the Mount Gambier Pioneers. The Americans been appointed to boost our scoring prowess. Amanda coming off the back of a dominant season in the Queensland Basketball League. She'll come to the Southeast in February and is expected to feature heavily in the 2019 Premier League season. In cricket, North Sportsmen's are 363 runs ahead of East Gambier at stumps during round 7 action. West Gambier have 9 wickets in hand, needing 258 more to claim victory, and South Gambier look most likely to claim victory at the crease next week. They're 85 runs behind Mill L.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic hits 963 Triple M.